Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Shade trees are an important feature in any yard, street, or park. There are many shade trees that provide excellent shade, but unfortunately, there are also many diseases that can affect those trees. There are several of these to discuss, along with how they spread, but the focus on this discussion is Dutch elm disease. The problem that all trees have is that they grow for years and years in compartmentalized wounds. This means that pests either deal minimal and tolerable damage, severe damage that will hopefully be sealed up, or devastating damage that will take the tree out. The well-known tree pests are Dutch elm disease and emerald ash borer, with pine wilt and oak wilt also being a concern. Dutch elm disease was first studied by a Dutch scientist, which provided the name, but likely came from Asia before spreading to Europe and eventually America. The disease first spread through the Americas in the 1930s, with the first Kansas reporting in 1957. It was infamous for destroying all of the old growth elms across America in the 1900s. An at-home diagnostic is to take a section of poor-looking branch and peel back the bark. If the sapwood beneath has brown streaks and not white or cream-colored wood, it may be infected. Dutch elm disease, or DED, is spread by elm bark beetles, with the more common vector in Kansas being the European elm bark beetle. Because it is a fungal disease, DED can also spread between plants via root grafts. Root grafting is a phenomenon where roots of different trees in the same species rub together and form unions. The smaller European bark beetles are very active all year with many generations, while the native elm bark beetle is an annual pest that emerges in spring and then tunnels and reproduces in another tree, both spreading fungal spores. Insecticides are not recommended, but removal and debarking of elm wood is. Most tree pest advice discourages the spreading of firewood. Breaking root grafts between trees is also a recommended control. Trees within 50 feet of each other should be assumed to have grafts or the ability to root graft. A 24-inch deep trench is recommended to break root grafts. Root graft infections are considered the faster and more deadly infection, affecting new growth in the spring and often proving fatal. Removing wood and reducing the chances of beetle reproduction are key. Sanitation is the primary management strategy. Stored wood should be debarked. Otherwise, chip or burn wood in dead trees. Planting resistant elms is also an option. This includes Chinese elm or American elm cultivars of Valley Forge or Princeton. Fungicides can provide a chance to protect uninfected elms. Fungicide injections of thiabendazole or propiconazole into the tree every 2 to 3 years might be a solution. Trees with less than 10% affected crown may be a candidate for fungicide, but it's not a guaranteed fix. Shade trees are important, especially as the summer rolls along. We should do our best to protect them. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.